Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry with the midweek update for Wednesday, October 27th, 2010. Well, we have one regular chart here, and I'll go through the analysis that you would make if you consider all the options that the market has open to you. The one pieces of news that will have some bearing on the outcome is that there'll be an election on the 2nd of November. So those results will be available on the 3rd, and on the 4th of November, the Federal Reserve is expected to make some clarification of its quantitative easing, in which they're going to buy these massive amounts of bonds back and try to flood the economy with money. The one thing that I just point out here, which I'll talk about on Sunday, is that the five-year auction of the inflation-protected bonds, TIPS, came in with a yield of minus 0.5%. That's the first time that that interest rates on a on a quality product has come in to be negative. That experience was seen in the Japanese example, and the quantitative easing is to bring interest rates down. So interest rates can really go down if these objectives are carried out. And of course, that's declining interest rates is bullish for bond prices. So you're going to keep that in mind. You don't have to go chasing over. You can find a conservative capital appreciation if they can carry that up. But the main point is that none of that stuff is going to be known until you get into the early part of the new month, and that gives the market a chance to do the mischief. If you look at today's chart, you can see that the red bars for the S&P has been climbing up the red bars are climbing up the red line, which is the overbought condition. That condition is possible to last until we run out the intermediate T's final top, or this double bottom T here in the second week of November. But I do believe that, as I stated in the last Sunday address, that the B and C bottoms are extrapolating. You're forming a top now. And those that are being bullish right here, waiting for the market to suddenly get juiced on the upside, will find out that never happens. The only way you can get the market to get juiced up from someplace is coming off the green lower line, or if you can't get that down that far, you have to come off the black line. And what you're looking for here is a sign that the market is going to break down to the normal correction low, and that number is always given in the table, and I underlined it in case somebody new doesn't know where it is. But it's the mid-channel black thing where it says you have a red line under 1136, and it says that's the target low. That's a normal correction if you can't make it all the way to the upside. The reason for believing that you don't have that is the volume oscillator shows that you've had a decline from the cash buildup line. And what we're doing is we're just coming up to the zero line in a sideways traction. Those are ledge patterns, and what you can expect from that, and it should start today, it started yesterday in the global market, but it's should be more apparent today. It's the arrow with the red arrowed line with the open arrow on the end of it pointing down to low. You should go down to where the green line is because you're sagging off. Once you see that, the theory of envelopes is you can either sit on the red line up here and cruise up in line with that, or you can go to the black line, or you can go to the green line. Generally, you would just assume that you're going back to the black line, and that will be that's the number that's rising in the table, because anytime the S&P is closing above it, the numbers get bigger. So it'd be more like it would be getting closer to the 1140 level would be low 1140s would be the normal downside protection. It's quite common to have this happen, incidentally. As you get here into a top, it relapses down here, and then it comes back at a double top, then it goes over. So once you see the oscillator break down to an oversold condition, there isn't any reason to believe that it's going to turn around before these news announcements come out. So it could be into the early part of November, in that first week of trading that you, they have, actually have the information to find out whether there's a bottom. Then when it comes back up, it also is likely to top out at the zero line or not above the green line, which is the cash buildup line for the left side of the long bearish tape. So all the things are in place, and it's quite clearly defined in T-theory as to what you should see here. The tricky part here is why you want to top out early, but the other argument is that there's no more earnings. The gist of the important earnings are all out, and there's been no activity, spectacular activity on most of those earnings announcements. So what are you going to do for the rest of the year? The only thing they've got to look at is the election and the Federal Reserve policy announcement, and they don't come up for 5 days. So you're stuck in an overbought condition. It's very likely that you're going to come down and test these numbers. Once you see that drop, the new low is not a buy point, because you don't want to buy anything down there, because when you come up, you're just going to roll off the T's and you hit the intermediate T's. And if there's disappointment on the elections or the Federal Reserve thing, nobody's going to hang around because there's no more earnings. Positive earning that was coming out, and the market didn't react that positively anyway. It was anticipating on the rise up, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything now. So that's pretty much the way you do the forecast, and it should be a pretty easy one to carry out. We'll take another look at it on Sunday, where we'll talk some more things about these interest rates that are starting to decline. See what that portends for the post November to top time period. Thanks for checking in, and we'll be back on Sunday at a regular time. Thank you.